بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of the book of Riyad al-Salihin, and we have reached hadith number 7, and this will be the explanation of Riyad al-Salihin number 10. In this hadith, وعن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسادكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. رواه مسلم. Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, his name is Abdul Rahman bin Sakhr, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not look at your figures, nor at your attire, but He looks at your hearts and accomplishments. And this hadith indicates what is indicated in Surah Al-Hujurat in verse number 13, chapter 49, verse 13. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has taqwa, the one who fears Allah by obeying His commands, executing His commands, and abstaining from His prohibitions. This is the meaning of taqwa. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at the physical build-up of the people. Do they have sizable bodies? Big, small, healthy, sick, and nor does he look at one's attire. Is he beautiful or otherwise? This is nothing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look to one's gender and lineage, high or low, nor to people's wealth. Nothing of this. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ صِلَةٌ إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. There is no connection between Allah and His creation except the taqwa, the piety. The more a person fulfills this taqwa, the more he draws near to Allah. The nearer he draws to Allah and will be more honorable with Allah. So, don't be haughty and proud because of your wealth, or your beauty, or your body, or your children, or your palaces, or your cars. Nothing of this worldly things. Never. However, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you success to be of the pious, and this is from His favor upon you, فَحْمَدِ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ, then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. The saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in this hadith, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ, rather He looks at your hearts, and it is the focus and center and beauty. And this is in agreement, this hadith, with that hadith whereby the author documented it in the beginning of his book, the hadith pertaining to the niyyah, to the intentions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ, verily or indeed actions are dependent upon intentions. So the center of the matter is the heart. Many are those who, and the apparent, their actions and their accomplishments seems to be correct, good and righteous. However, anything which is built upon something destroyed in essence, then it becomes destroyed itself. Meaning the intention is the foundation. You see two people praying in the same row, led by the same imam. The difference between their salah is like the distance between the east and the west, meaning in terms of the establishment of the salah. Why? Because the hearts are different. One's heart is negligent. In fact, he may be even showing off in his salah. We seek refuge in Allah from this, seeking this dunya. The other, his heart is present. He intends by his salah the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a great difference between the two. So actions are four dependent as to what's in the heart. And accordingly, the recompense on the day of resurrection will be in accordance with that which is on the heart, that which is in the heart. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Tariq, chapter 86, verse 9, إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٌ يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ, meaning in Surah Al-Tariq chapter 86 verses 8 to 9, the day when all the secrets will be examined as to their truth. So the secrets that they will be examined, not the apparent. In this life, judgment between people is based upon the apparent. Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ, I'm only human. وَإِنَّكُمْ تَخْتَصِمُونَ, and then you dispute amongst yourselves. وَلَعَلَّ بَعْضَكُمْ أَن يَكُونَ أَلْحَنَ بِحُجَّتِهِ مِنْ بَعْضٍ, and some of you may be even more eloquent than others concerning his proofs for his case in the matters of disputes. وَأَقْضِي لَهُ عَلَىٰ نَحْوٍ مِمَّا أَسْمَعُ, and therefore I judge in accordance to what I hear from him. لكن في الآخرة, however, and this hadith is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, however, in the hereafter, the matter will be in accordance with this, with the secrets. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يطهر سرائرنا جميعا, We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our secrets, all of us. Knowledge concerning the secrets. If the secrets are good and correct, then receive the glad tidings of good. And otherwise, all good will be lost. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most mighty and most magnificent, said, as in Surah Al-Adiyat, chapter 100, verses 9 and 10. Surah Al-Adiyat, chapter 100, verses 9 and 10. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ Knows he not that when the contents of the graves are brought out and poured forth, meaning all mankind is resurrected, and that which is in the breasts of men shall be made known. فَالْعِلْمُ عَلَى مَا فِي الْقَلْبِ And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms in his book, and his messenger affirms in his sunnah, the matter of correcting the intention, then the duty upon man is to do just that. Correct the intention. Correct his heart. Check the doubt in the heart. To remove it with certainty. As to how, let him contemplate in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah the Most High says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 190, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse 4, chapter 45, verse 4, إِنَّ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ Verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and day, there are indeed signs for men of understanding. And in your creation, and what he scattered through the earth of moving living creatures are signs for people who have faith with certainty. And in your creation, وَفِي خَلْقِكُمْ وَمَا يُبَثُّ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ آيَاتٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ And in your creation and what he scattered through the earth of moving living creatures are signs for people who have faith with certainty. If the shaitan throws in your heart the doubt, then contemplate the signs of Allah. Look at this universe. Who runs it? Who takes care of it? See how things change. See how Allah alternates the days between mankind, so that you come to know that is one who runs the affairs, is all wise. Allah Azza wa Jal, the mighty and most magnificent. Ash-shirk, as to shirk, ascribing partners with Allah in worship, in any way or any form, purify your heart from that. And if you ask, how do I purify my heart from shirk? I purify my heart from shirk by saying to myself, إِنَّ النَّاسَ لَا يَنْفَعُونِي إِنْ عَصَيْتُ اللَّهِ People will be of no good to me if I disobey Allah. وَلَا يُنْقِذُونَنِي مِنَ الْعِقَابِ And they are not going to be of no benefit. And they will not going to be able to save me from the punishment. And if I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are not going to bring any reward for me. The one who gives reward and wards off punishment is Allah. And if the matter is as such, so فَلِمَاذَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, then why do you make shirk? لِمَاذَا تَنْوِي بِعِبَادَتِكَ أَن تَتَقَرَّبَ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ, why do you intend to draw near to the creatures by your worships? Anyone who does so will be distant, will distance himself away from Allah Azza wa Jal, and people even will distance themselves from him. So him drawing nearer to the creatures will only turn him away from Allah. But if he acts to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if Allah becomes pleased with him, he will make the people pleased with him. And if he's angry with him, he will make people also angry with him. So what is important is to treat the heart continuously. Continuously washing the heart until it becomes purified. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 41, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Chapter 5, verse 41, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَن يُطَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ, يُرِدِ طَهِرَ قُلُوبَهُمْ, even hypocrisy. So therefore, purifying the heart is a very important matter, and the person should give it his utmost attention, continuously treating his heart, washing off shirk and the like of hypocrisy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify my heart and yours, and to make us sincere to him and true followers of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And this brings the end of hadith number 7.